This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, our broadcast week begins here right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's I don't know how to describe it in this moment, so I'm just going to let it flow, guys and gals. I have witnessed, and I've been grateful to have witnessed and connected with and made friends of some of the smartest, most amazing healers and healing people on this planet in my lifetime, particularly since I started in broadcast media in 1999, but even prior to that. And there have been some giants that have come and gone. You know, I think of Dr. Nick Gonzalez, of course, one of my best friends over the years here. And we have the sad news to report today on the Robert Scott Bell Show that two of our good friends, well, you know, one of which who came on to this show, and we'll tell some stories about that, is that he's named Christopher Barr, also known as Not a Doc, and his wife, Angie, or Angelica, not a nurse, both passed away within days of each other. Chris passed away yesterday morning, and it's a shock to us all. He's had such an impact on my life personally, and on so much of the things that we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, with the introduction to the concept of 100% whole food nutrition to shore up the mineral deficiencies that we apparently, really all are suffering from mild to severe and serious. And in fact, in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, which I co-wrote with my buddy Ty Bollinger, you know, we had utilized a lot of the information, particularly on certain key minerals, from Chris. And I was grateful, always acknowledged him and appreciated his, let's say, focused perspective on nutritional history and diving into the peer-reviewed literature even on the tests that were conducted on many of these nutrients in ways that very few have at all. And so we were able to see through a lot of the misinformation, disinformation, and I mean this even in an unintentional way, that occurs out there. People misperceive, have perspectives that are maybe sort of on the right track, and then they go gay off a little because they don't go back to the origin point. Like we talk about here, I talk about origin point a lot, and say, hey, what was that study that started it all, and where did it go from there, and track the lineage and figure this stuff out? Chris spent thousands and thousands of hours, and that's an understatement, in researching that and then helping himself and helping many others, including many of you in this audience, for a lot of years. And then Angie, his wife, former nurse, came into his life and really facilitated a great joy for him to be able to do even more of what he loved to do in addition, you know, to what he loved to do. And when I don't even know if I want to get into the stories right now, but I think this hour we will. But I want to acknowledge my humble and lovable producer, who I lean on. He knows it. Super Don, and you know, his experience has been with me. I think if I'm remembering back to when Chris started connecting, was it before you by a year or two, or did he join us sort of as a guest after, you know, we got together through TRN and everything?
Without going back and checking, I'm going to say it was before me.
Yeah,
I think he was part of the show when I started. Because I'm thinking back to, what was the name of the, was it the Crusader magazine?
The Crusader magazine, yeah, I remember that.
That he was, you know, part of, and I seem to remember things about that early on in those days, so.
Well, I will tell, you know, the story here as my memory proceeds, and it's been told many times, including by Chris himself on this show, about, you know, many years ago when the Robert Scott Bell Show was, I don't even know if it was already my show. I think it might have been, but it was Jumpstart Your Health way back when. And we were syndicated on many radio stations around the country. And so we would take calls. We had a board op back then, back when Superdon was with TRN. We had board ops. We took calls occasionally. And this guy called in during an interview that I had with Professor Peter Duesberg. And we were talking about the controversies of HIV and AIDS. And, you know, this is the PhD guy that's written so much on it. And Chris, I didn't know who he was from Adam at that moment, immediately called and was, you know, thrilled to hear it. It was amazed. He said, I can't believe I'm hearing this conversation. And he talked about how he had come to the same conclusions. Of course, much earlier, he made sure that we knew that, right? Super Don, that was something special with Chris. He wanted people to know that he discovered this too. And he was a researcher and he found it and figured it out.
Right.
Then he began to talk about interacting more on nutritional issues. And one of our taglines, do you remember that we had recorded, or you had recorded, willing to go where the truth takes him?
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's Robert, or something like that.
Right.
And I remember one of the times he called up, he says, are you really willing to go where the truth takes you? And I was like, what? Yeah, of course I am. I mean, I think I've always been sincere about what I want or believe. And yet I know that most people maybe in broadcast media, maybe not. So it's a fair question. I said, yeah. He said, go on, why? And that's where he started schooling us all on 100% whole food nutrients. And we learned a lot together on the show, on the radio for many, many years. And yet, with his perspective and a profound commitment to what he believed in as far as nutrition and things, as he's passed from this place along with his wife, and again, we'll talk a little bit more about that. One of the things, and you know, my wife was talking to me about this yesterday as well, is that most of us that have gone into this, what we call natural products industry, natural health, natural healing, came into this because of our own health crisis or crises. And most people that have been with me for a long time know my history of being raised in a pharmaceutical, allopathic, medical family, and being medically treated all the time from the time I was born till the time I was, you know, late teens and in university level before I realized that what they were doing, even if they meant well, would have killed me eventually. And that I wasn't going to live a long, healthy, happy life from there with all the chronic ailments I'd already suffered. And so, you know, learning of homeopathy at the age of 24 and changing my diet lifestyle, yeah, I became a quote-unquote true believer in nutrition and lifestyle and eating well and clean and all of that. Yet I never, to my memory, and Super Don, you've been with me for a number of years now too, ever said there's no place for modern medicine. In all of that time, despite all that I experienced, did I ever go, never, ever, ever should I ever use, or no one should ever use anything for
modern medicine? No. In fact, you've kind of gone out of your way, you know, at times to make that clear that that's not where you stand.
Yeah, and why do I do that? I think fundamentally because I'm a freedom guy, and I believe in everybody's individual path is right for them, even though I have perspectives, Super Don has perspectives, but we're not the kind of people that like to beat you up because you're not doing what we're telling you to do. That's just not our way. And I'm here to try and learn compassion in my lifetime, having suffered so many things in my life. And so, mentioned that, I was saying, my wife was saying, it's like, remember that just because we do all of these things that we perceive to be really good for us, Super Don, it doesn't mean we believe our bodies will never die.
Right.
That we're somehow suddenly physically immortal.
Immortal, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You think it'd be obvious, you don't need to say that, but Moi said, no, you really need to say that, because there will be people out there that might use this as an occasion to, and I'm not talking about all the friends and family of our show, but I mean, there are haters out there, right? You know, trolls that go, see, we told you nutrition doesn't matter. What happened? And if we get into some of what happened, you know, I can speculate on some of these things that go beyond even physical health issues when we get into spiritual and emotional issues regarding deaths of loved ones and spouses and things like that. But, you know, I'll pause here, Super D, because I'm processing. Yesterday, I hosted Richard Pearl's show again, and if we can find that archive, eventually we'll make it available, because it was really somewhat, it was more raw than even today, because yesterday when I woke up and heard the news about Chris, I had heard about Angie. It was just like, what do I say? What do I do? And some of those things I think are healing and important. In fact, after that broadcast, somebody from the radio station in South Florida in his car called up and thanked me for the hour that I did, that it was just so important and healing to hear what I had to say. And again, I don't claim ownership of it. I think, you know, for me, I'm a guy that spirit flows through me if I can get out of the way. So, Super Don, again, pause for your words, because you got things. You've experienced Chris and Angie over the years as well. And it's a shocking loss, despite the fact we know there's life and death, and there's life and death.
Yeah, my initial reaction, because I was in bed. It was Saturday, which is my one sort of day off. And dog woke me up, which Joe Izzy is just infamous, right? For waking me up, especially on days when I'm trying to sleep in.
Right.
And so I grabbed my phone. I was checking out, you know, just going through stuff. And I saw the announcement on the Facebook page, on the Not a Doc, Not a Nurse Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I laid there in bed, and I was like, you know, I really would like to go back to sleep. I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Because I was seriously angry. From my perspective, as, you know, some people know, I just recently was basically laid out for an entire month with a sickness, with an illness.
Well, and let's just be forward. It matched all of or a lot of the COVID, quote-unquote, symptoms, right? We've talked about it a little bit already on our show during the weekday as well. And you were hammered. And, you know, it was a rough ride. And, you know, we talked about there'll be more stories to tell, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And but the anger you feel now, you know, as you say this, I think about all the emotions that are just raw and real. They're not right nor wrong. They are what we feel in the midst of these experiences when we lose loved ones or for whatever it brings up in us, because there's some stuff going on between this camp and that camp that, man, it's just it's certainly not helpful in cases like this or when somebody's suffering.
Well, it's not. I think people get lost in that sometimes. It's very easy. It seems like, especially lately, you know, over the last, you know, few years, people have become more inclined to do that because they want to be. People have been, whether they do it voluntarily or if it's they're being programmed, they're in one camp or the other, right? I mean, it's just like, yeah, you're either with us or you're against us type thing, right? And so maybe when we we'll come back from the break, I'll probably go into a little more detail.
Okay.
But it was like, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain more about what I mean when we get back.
Well, a very raw and real hour. We're feeling the emotions of the loss of friends, dear friends, that have contributed greatly to what we've done here over the years. And, you know, this is part of the life cycle. There's loss as well. But I believe that we can transcend it. But at the same time, we can address very real emotions that are rising up in all of us and playing out in many different ways. And we'll talk with Super Don about it when we come back from this break. Thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. If you want to send a message, comment, chat room, also at RobertScottBell.com/listen. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Well, there was that stinger that we talked about, the willing to go where the truth takes me, that led, you know, our dearly departed friend Chris Barr to say, are you really willing to do so? And he found out we were and are and still are and will always will be, as long as Superdon holds my feet to the fire. Because you know how reluctant I am to go where the truth takes me, Super D.
Totally. Yeah, you just run the other direction.
Run!
On a daily basis, no.
Listen.
Far from it.
I do want to hear, you know, what was the anger that rose up in you? Again, please don't judge Super Don for being angry. You know, that's the point of all
well,
of this.
You can, like, if you want.
Well, you can.
Okay, whatever.
But the emotions are real and they're raw when we, again, and it brings up something that is important to you because you've had an experience with suffering with the similar symptoms. Although, we're not saying Chris did. Again, we'll talk about that in a little while, but Angie may have. So, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry. I can't think clearly.
That's
fully
okay.
Today.
That's all right. I'll take that as a compliment. So, yeah, without going into a long rant, which I have a tendency to do on this particular topic, I spent a good long period of time, a few weeks, having trouble breathing, right? You know, and dealing with what is described as COVID-19. Like you mentioned in the previous segment that, I had all the symptoms, minus one. I didn't have a sore throat, but everything else that's on the list I had. My wife also had it. My daughter had it. Her boyfriend had it. My other daughter had it. Her boyfriend had it. And there's other people that we know. You know, we know people in different states and things, you know, friends of ours that are either hospitalized or recovered. Mm-hmm. And so when I read that this morning, I was just like, you know, there are so many people that I've talked to or that, you know, send me messages and things like that that want to, talk about how, you know, this, it's all fake. It's a big scam. There is no such thing. It doesn't exist. It hasn't been isolated, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that's fine. Those are all interesting conversations. And I'll be the first one to admit that there's stuff about what's been going on in the last 18 months or whatever it's been that doesn't add up. That seems weird. That there aren't any, you know, solid explanations or answers to, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But having been somebody who went through this, when I was in the thick of it, you know, when people would send me messages, stuff like, oh, well, you know, there's no such thing as like that. And I was just like, you know what? I don't even want to hear about that right now because I can't breathe. I'm on oxygen. You know, so if you want to debate and talk about what it is or what it isn't or whether it's real or what is actually causing stuff like that, that's fine. But there's a time and a place for that conversation.
Right.
I guess that's just one point. But the anger part of it for me was that now we've got somebody close to us that has died. Okay. And actually, we got a little bit more information here. In that this is coming. This is from the Facebook group talking about it. That apparently, and I know without getting into a debate about the test or whether it works or what it's blah 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 whatever.
Yeah.
That apparently Angie tested positive for the coronavirus. And Chris
Again, whatever the test negative. Is, it went positive. And Chris, we didn't have any information about this until you're reading it now, specific to. Chris, because we had heard, because Angie was in the hospital a couple of weeks, and we hadn't heard from Chris.
A couple of weeks before Chris died,
And I was trying to reach them, you were trying to reach them for other things, and then I heard our buddy Dr. Ravi, who we'll likely hear from this week on the show later, this week, people that knew Chris and Angie, we're going to be talking about them, but it was just, okay, now they find Chris unconscious at home. You know, a well visit, a cop or a sheriff comes in, knock, knock, nobody's answering. They go in and he's unconscious.
Right.
And so now we're hearing it wasn't quote unquote COVID.
COVID. Yeah. And the conclude at this point, this is, I guess the speculation is that it appears to have been diabetic ketoacidosis. And, they suspect that perhaps what happened was Chris just stopped caring and didn't eat.
Yeah,
and that resulted in ketoacidosis. So, but we, you know, we don't know. This is all new. You know, they're having, you know, right now I think the family for the most part is just trying to process and grieve at this point. And so, you know, whether we get more information or not, you know, remains to be seen. But I was angry because I want people, and I guess I'm going to need more than just a segment to say what I have to say. But I really think it's important that people understand that there appears to be a bug going around. Something is going around. At this point, for me, I think it defies logic to say that people are getting sick from something, and the similarities between everybody's sickness is beyond...
It's beyond the time we have in this segment, so let's come back and talk about that and a whole lot more.
Okay.
You're listening to Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition honoring Chris and Angie, not a doc and not a nurse, after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani on Sunday fleeing the country as the Taliban surrounds the capital of Kabul. The terrorist group claiming hours later that it's entered the presidential palace. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells ABC's This Week that personnel at the U.S. Embassy compound in Kabul are being relocated.
We're working to make sure that our personnel are safe and secure. We're relocating the men and women of our embassy to a location at the airport. It's why the president sent in a number of forces to make sure that as we continue to draw down our diplomatic presence, we do it in a safe and orderly fashion, and at the same time maintain a core diplomatic presence in Kabul.
The death toll from a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Haiti has sharply risen to 724, and at least 2,800 are injured. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tropical storm Fred is steadily strengthening as it tracks toward the Florida panhandle. Fred regaining tropical storm status over the Gulf of Mexico this morning. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the coast of the Florida panhandle, and a tropical storm watch remains in effect along the Alabama and Florida border. Meanwhile, another tropical storm is tracking through the Caribbean toward Haiti, which has just been devastated by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Tropical storm Grace is predicted to reach Haiti by late Monday or early Tuesday. Over 3,000 fake COVID-19 vaccination cards from China have been seized in Memphis en route to other cities in the U.S. U.S. Customs and Border Protection caught a shipment from China to Louisiana, which contained 51 blank counterfeit vaccination cards. The agency saying it was the 15th such shipment of the night. The FBI has been warning since March that buying, selling, or using counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards is a crime, and violators will face a fine and up to 5 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right. Well, as we're learning more, and there's so much more we don't know about the passing of our dear friend Chris Barr recently and his wife prior to that, just prior to that by a few days. You know what occurs to me, Super D, as you talk about the information coming out with from family members and such, and I thought, you know, knowing Chris like I have for many years, prior to Angie coming into his life and they got married, and what a wonderful union it was. It provided so much joy and ability for Chris to do even more. That if you are suddenly looking at a life without your loved one, this is it. You know, you got it. Love you. This is who you're going to be spending the rest of your life with. Right. And you come to a perspective that says, my gosh, I'm not going to see her again. She's not, and you have that deep soul recognition that you're on your own now. It's not the first time we hear of one spouse dies and then the other dies shortly thereafter.
Yeah, it's actually fairly common.
Right. And if Chris said, you know what, and I don't even know consciously, I look in the mirror and say that. I'm just saying that spiritually, you're with your, for lack of a better, soulmate, someone that's finally come together that gets you, that's there to support you, and suddenly they're not there, or you perceive them, and like, you're like, what's the point of going on? Now, I'm not advocating that position. I'm not denigrating. I'm just understanding. I'm trying to communicate it neutrally, that this is something that happens.
You are doing the same thing that everybody else is doing right now. And there's, you see a lot of this going on over in the Facebook group where, you know, people are just, you know, I mean, when something like this happens, it's just human nature to try and come up with an explanation need an explanation in your brain, right? You know, right. As to why did this happen? How did this happen? So we're more or less doing the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Yeah, we are. And it's a sad loss. Now, what I did write about, and I think you included it in today's show notes, what I posted initially when this happened that morning, was just recognizing that they have given so much, Chris and Angie, of their knowledge and information and help. And a lot of it has come through the Not a Nurse and Not a Doc group on Facebook that I've witnessed many times that Chris and Angie aren't even having to respond to the questions because the community itself has picked up and there's so many archives there that need to be preserved. And so part of, you know, what I see our role, and all of us that really appreciated what he did and how it's helped us, made our lives better and health better, that we would continue sharing the stories, the information, the teachings, and being there for people when they need you. And look, I was a homeopath before I met Chris, helping people heal. But I recognized in Chris something that was very important and valuable, certain aspects of my training that didn't go as deep as he went, particularly into nutrition and 100% whole food concepts. Even though they made sense immediately to me, it's just not where I had been. And so it transformed my and deepened my understanding of how I could be of help in addition to my homeopathic background training that had only sprung up because of my allopathic upbringing and how it failed me and my ability to want to heal, really heal, not just be suppressed of ailments and illnesses. So I think about that, and then I think, Super Don, about all the other people that we've lost over the years that are personal friends or that have been on this show. Right. And even my mentor, who's no longer on the planet, to my knowledge, right? You know, they pass on. And it's like, what can we do to make the best of the legacy that they would leave, that they would want to have happen and see happen? And I'm not disavowing knowledge of everybody's got their faults, their strengths, their weaknesses. But do we tend to focus there? No, when people die, our focus hopefully is on the goodness, right? All the good stuff. And yet there are people that will attack all the other things too. And I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to everybody else. So like, what do we do to help preserve the legacy of anyone that's done good works? Because we take their good works and build on them in our own way. I'm not saying that anybody's going to be another Chris Barr. There's only one of them, right? But to take that information and preserve it and share it and communicate in ways that were helpful to you, to others. And I think that is a great gift to a legacy for those that want to do something positive for those that have passed on. And again, that could be applied in any way to anyone in that way, but we have a specific issue now with the loss of Chris and Angie.
Yeah, and I think I would be correct in saying that if Chris, you know, Chris were able to speak to us right now about what it is you're talking about here as far as his legacy, mm-hmm. You know, that would be people, he would want people to share, you know, what it is that he shared with us.
Right.
Which, you know, is already going on. You know, I mean, if you've spent any time in the Not a Nurse, Not a Doc Facebook page, quite often it's very much like our chat room. Where people will come in and say, you know, I'm having this such and such problem. And what happens is people that have listened to Chris and learned from Chris then take what it is that he taught them, and they are sharing that information with people that are needing help.
Right.
So, and I don't see any reason why that's not going to continue at this point. So I think his legacy is in good shape at this point, because there's so many people that have been, that have been affected by him mm-hmm. positively. And it's something that they're going to share with people moving on.
And I'm not going to neglect, as we move forward, the other issues of concern in terms of access to the certain key minerals in certain forms that some of which were being discontinued. We were talking about that. He was talking about working on replacements. So here we will do our level best to provide to you in some way, shape, or form. Not that we sell things directly. We don't, but to get you access to those things. We'll be talking with Jonathan, also Jonathan Wagner from ChooseToBeHealthy.com, whose father, Chuck Wagner, began as a sponsor of the Robert Scott Bell Show so many years ago because of what he heard on this show and what he heard about from Chris on this show, and applied those things for himself, and he lived, I don't know, was it 20 years extra? I can't remember how many years extra from a death sentence given by modern medicine, you know, or doctors to him for, you know, cancer that he had. And he utilized everything and lived so much longer, and his son, Jonathan, picked up the torch from his dad, Chuck, on that to make sure that these were available. And I don't have a perception at this point that that's going to stop. We'll just have to, you know, modify the way we interact and do things. But that's another part of our challenge for those of us that are still here. How do we carry on the legacy and maintain the integrity of what we perceive to be the best of the best in anything that we do? And you know, there's always going to be disagreements about what those things are. I'm not going to solve those problems, but we'll continue to get results and share results, and you'll do the same here, and we'll follow that guidance and dig deep on anything and everything. We'll continue to share these things, even in Chris and Angie's absence. We are here, and we must shoulder on. I think about we lost our buddy Liam Sheff a few years back, too, and all the brilliant things that he brought to this world, you know, the keen insights, the humor, and the different things, and, you know, it lives on in our spirit and in what we do in communicating the stories that we tell to our next, you know, generations, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the midst of that. I believe me, Super D, I haven't even begun to grieve, honestly. I feel the tears wanting to well up and just blast out, you know, like I talked about projectile vomiting the baby formula that went in me when I was a baby, you know, only in the sense of the violence of the intensity of the emotions that I'll be feeling. And right now I'm just sort of numb still from it all.
Right.
And it's not like we haven't, you know, lost people that we love in our lifetime. It's still, every time it happens again. I'm just looking, you know, for the healing, going back to what you said about the anger that you felt, you know, about those that are insisting it's this, it's not that, it's, you know, and when we get the archives from the show, that's something I want to talk about.
Yeah, and it was actually really, really good that when you filled in for Richard, I got to hear most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great hour that you did in his stead. And I don't know, maybe, you know, I really want to talk about this, but I know we have limited time here on the Sunday show. So maybe we can go more into that maybe on,
oh, we
on
will.
The Monday
we will.
Show. But
yeah, and I think
in
that
any
we'll,
case,
we'll have just, some people that knew Chris as well, like Dr. Robbie, I'd like to hear from. I'd like to hear from Jonathan
right.
Wagner and anyone else that feels like they need to, you know, communicate. That's something we want. Or leave us a message. That's a great way to do it, too. If you call up our toll-free number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to leave a message so the world can hear it about your interaction with Chris and Angie, I'm happy to play it. We'll record. It's recorded. And if you say that's what you want, if you want it to be private, it will remain private. But I'm just thinking of a way that people can grieve, and also by acknowledging what...
You know, that's actually a really... That is a great idea. So if you want to give us a call and leave us a message there, you know, it would be a great way that we could honor...
Mm-hmm.
Honor them by playing your message on the show.
And I agree, Super D, that there is something going on. And you know, I think we've been pretty good about, you know, not going off the proverbial deep end, even though there are times it appears as such, you know, when I make some proclamations about things that I've come to conclusions about. But as I said, there's never been, let's say, a discussion or no, like a consideration that there's nothing going on, right? That no one's getting sick. And no, that was never part of our discussion. Although, you know, when we get into the so-called egg-heady places where you said it right, time and place for everything. When you're grieving or when you're in the midst of suffering, you don't want or need to hear the difference of opinion about what it is or isn't, right? You just like,
you aren't really sick with me. Yes,
right.
I am. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Now, you know, we'll still have questions and there'll still be debate and discussion even here about causation, you know, and that's okay. I you know, I'm all about a robust and intense even disagreements.
Mm.
But in the case of, you know, what happened again, if we reiterate, review really quickly what we know of Angie, she had a history of respiratory ailments and illnesses long before she met Chris. She had a lot of problems, comorbidities that pre-existed, And Chris did a lot, like he's done for so many of us, to get us on certain supplements. And Super Don, you and your wife have benefited from many of these supplemental programs as well.
There's no doubt that the supplements do what they're supposed to do. But, you know, at the same time, they don't make you bulletproof.
And yeah, invincibility is, as I say it this way, it's a spiritual concept often wrongly played out physically.
And that's an important detail.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And so, as I said, I'd love to hear from you guys and gals out there who have been impacted and feel that you want to communicate with us. We don't do live shows on the air, but if you call us 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, you can leave a message, and if you want it, play it on the air. Likely we will, because we want to have this tribute and acknowledgement of someone who's really impacted us tremendously and in a profoundly positive way, you know, helped the health of so many. And, you know, I recognize in human interaction, there are people that get along with people, there are some people that don't, and on it goes. And I've always tried to be someone that tried to look beyond the differences that we have. And I'm speaking in a broader general sense, to find out what's the goodness that somebody's bringing. What's the gift that they have, whether it be the gift of knowledge and insight, whatever it is. And, yeah, somebody can call them, hey, you know that guy or that gal did it. I'm like, yeah, I recognize that. And yeah, there are things that could be upsetting to us. It's kind of like when Super Don razzes me about, I'll never listen to what band is it again, right? You know, when you hear them talking about something politically.
The Foo Fighters.
Yeah. All right, the Foo Fighters, right, went in on the back end. Like, and, you know, obviously these are emotional responses. And, of course, if you like the music, you'd still like the music. Mm. And if you disagree with somebody on some other things, that one thing that you're in agreement with them, hey, man, find that common ground. That's going to help you, them, everybody. And we'll continue to do that after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. God bless you for being here. Appreciate you so much. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thank you one and all for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, a sad day for the loss of those who loved and appreciated, not a nurse, not a doc, Angie and Chris. And there'll be a lot more to talk about as we learn more and hear from more of you. But, again, thank you for being here. And, you know, our hearts go out to you as much as I feel the heart prayers for all of us that are missing, you know, friends and family and loved ones, that kind of thing. Super D, I think, you know, we've got to acknowledge, and I think I ended Richard's show just briefly about that too, how to prevent this stuff, right? We had a message from Ron during our weekday show that was, you know, a little bit of a critique saying we were focusing more on how bad the vaccine is and not enough on, you know, prevention and things. And I'm like,
alternatives, vaccines,
right?
Yeah.
And I dig it. I'm with them. And maybe we could do that. I don't know. Is there anything that jumps out at you real quick, Super D?
Well, you know, I mean, you wrote an article like a year ago on the website talking about how to do that. And we had that available, and I think we had it like at the top of our Facebook page for months.
Which was a miracle. It never got taken down.
Never got censored on that one. That's true.
Yeah. And
that's
it was all
true.
About the silver, right? Taking the silver because it's immune modulating and it stops viral replication. If you're concerned about that, and
what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. So if you guys want to know what we're talking about, you can go to today's show notes and you can see what it is that Robert wrote on that.
Yes.
The reason why I think it's so important that we you know focus on that probably more, and I take what Ron said to heart. I really do, and I appreciate these types of comments.
Yes.
Because, you know, we don't do the show for each other. Robert and I don't go like, hey, what can we say to each other that we'll really dig and think is funny? we're doing it for you guys. So we accept, you know, we welcome these types of comments about what it is we're doing and what we're doing right or what you think we're doing wrong. It's important. As the evolution of the show continues, we want it to go in a positive direction.
Right.
But why I think it's so important is because, as you pointed out so many times before, you can be doing everything right.
Everything.
You're exercising. You're eating right. You're supplementing right. You're being a good person, and you have a positive mental attitude, and you are doing everything right, and you can die. Yeah. Okay? So it's important that people understand that even if it seems like you're doing everything right, things can still happen to you, right? And so then it's like, well, why? How could this happen? You know, whatever. So it's important to understand that with what's going on right now, with whatever you want to call it, coronavirus, whoop-de-doo virus, whatever you want to call it, okay? You could be, you know, eating or doing everything that Robert says, that Chris said, and all that kind of stuff like that. You still can get sick. It still can happen, okay? So my message to everybody is don't just put your head in the sand and just go, you know what, there's no way anything's ever going to happen to me. Make sure that you're doing the things you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And when we're in the midst of whatever it is that's going on right now, you know, just play it safe. You know, nobody's going to judge you if you're being extra careful in a situation because, you know, how do you know? Maybe, like what we've seen with some of the people that we know and we care about, maybe it just might get you. It got me, okay? Not that I'm some shining example of doing everything right, but, you know.
And Super D, if I pick on you for not exercising, which you know I do because I love you and appreciate you.
That's fine.
It's sort of like we can find things that we can go, oh, I know that guy or gal can shore up that one little area, right? And we'll pick on it a little bit. But even if, who's to say, even if Super Don was like exercising like I am, that he wouldn't. We don't know. We don't know because this is life. And, you know, the thing is, but take also the steps that you can to shore up those areas that are within your power to do. And, you know, again, some people, it's a quality of life. Well, I hate that. Do this. I hate that. I'm like, look, I'm not here to convince you of that you have to do it or, you know, I'm going to make you do it. It's just like Super Don, your message is important. Don't pretend nothing's going on. Take the precautions. Maybe it's the things we say here and do here. You know, I talk about every day I'm doing dandelion. I only found out it was apparently good against spike proteins because somebody else wrote about it. But I'm doing dandelion because I love it. Now I'm doing more. And that's a response as we learn.
Do it all. Do it all. Why not throw some Reiki in there, some acupuncture, and some quantum physics and whatever. Just be careful.
Look,
guys.
We're about out of time in hour one, and I got to come back. I'm sorry. I got to come back and talk about some other things that are occurring to me that I even meant to say on Richard's show, but with all of the grieving we're going for, I couldn't get there. I'm going to get there after the break here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you can go to robertscottbell.com and find out that even in the midst of all of this, the power to heal is yours, but healing is on many, many levels. We'll get to it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks.
Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.